This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. It appears that more people heard a phone call between President Donald Trump and EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland calling for investigations of his political rivals in exchange for millions in military aid to Ukraine. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The phone call was a surprise revelation at the first public hearing in the impeachment inquiry. It came from the acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor.
A member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations.
A source tells the AP a second person also heard that call, which was made a day after President Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine, which set off the impeachment inquiry. The second diplomatic staffer also at the table was Foreign Services Officer Surya Jayanti. The staffer Taylor testified about is David Holmes. He is scheduled to testify behind closed doors. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Two students have been killed and four others wounded in a school shooting outside Los Angeles, California. The active shooter situation was first reported Thursday morning at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita. Other schools in the area were locked down. The victims, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy, died of their injuries at a local hospital. Captain Kent Wegener of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Homicide Bureau said officers had checked social media and there were no threats associated with the suspected shooter.
I know there are rumors out there about social media posts and different videos that may have been posted from the scene. We will be looking into that. At this point, I don't have any information about that.
The suspected shooter is in grave condition and under arrest at a local hospital. This is at least the 85th incident of gunfire on school grounds this year, according to the advocacy group Everytown, which pushes for stricter gun laws. This is VOA News. Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters paralyzed parts of the city for a fourth successive day Thursday, forcing schools to close and blocking highways as students built campus barricades and the government dismissed rumors of a curfew. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
While the unrest has now lasted for 5 months, it has intensified in the past week after police shot and wounded a protester. Parts of Hong Kong have been paralyzed for four straight days, with protesters torching vehicles and buildings, hurling petrol bombs at police stations and trains, and dropping debris from bridges onto the traffic below. Police said arrows were fired at officers from Hong Kong Polytechnic University on Thursday morning. Speaking in Brazil on Thursday, China's President Xi Jinping said restoring order and stopping violence is the most urgent task for Hong Kong right now.
That's David Doyle of Reuters. Turkey said on Thursday that it would deport an American Islamic State detainee who was stranded at the border for several days after Greece refused him entry. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
The announcement came a day after President Tayyip Erdogan held talks with U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington to tackle mounting differences. Erdogan wants the United States to stop supporting the Kurdish YPG militia in neighboring northern Syria. Turkey also said it was deporting one British fighter and sending seven Germans back to Berlin, fighters, their wives and a baby, and said IS members from Ireland, France and Denmark will also be sent home. Turkey holds hundreds of Islamic State suspects and their families in jail. It has suffered multiple attacks at the hands of the group and has been calling for countries to take their citizens back.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. A Dutch-led team investigating the 2014 downing of a Malaysian Airlines jet over Ukraine has released new phone intercepts, saying they show ties between Russia's military and political officials in eastern Ukraine were much closer than previously known. The intercepts were released Thursday as part of a new push by the joint investigative team, which is seeking new witnesses for the crash of MH17, which killed all 298 people on board. Investigators have said that a sophisticated anti-aircraft missile system known as a Buk was used in the attack and that the weapon came from Russia. Moscow has repeatedly rejected the conclusions of the Dutch-led team. And Republican Governor Matt Bevin has conceded to his Democratic arch-nemesis Andy Beshear in the governor's race Thursday, putting an end to Kentucky's bitterly fought governor's race and setting the stage for divided government. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.